Darren Moore, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.
It's 8:12 on East Coast Breakfast. Rita Ora, Let You Love Me. And before that, The Weeknd, I Can Feel My Face, right here on East Coast Breakfast, East Coast Radio, KZN's number one hit music station. Right, Kerry Miller.
Yes, Darren.
Now that we've had a breath and we have pulled ourselves towards ourselves. You want something, you want to tell us something?
So first of all, I want to say I'm incredibly nervous. So if I do have tears, please know it's not because I'm sad or anything. I'm feeling remarkably anxious. And I don't know if you guys know, obviously our producer knows. I've taken this week, Thursday and Friday off. And I was going to tell you guys that I was just going, oh, hold on. I'm so nervous to tell you.
Just take
it. Nice and slow. Take a breath.
I was going to tell you that I was just going away for the weekend because, oh, this is ridiculous, Holland. Okay. Because I'm actually going to do something that I am really embarrassed about, funny enough, even though it's something I've been saving for almost 10 years. Oh, sure, but okay.
Just take a breath.
Okay, I'm here. Flip, I do love you too a lot. Thank you for letting me do this. Okay, so... quick backstory. Before I worked with you guys, I was rather hefty, and I'm sure you know that. And I was like 101 kgs at my heaviest, and I smoked a box of cigarettes a day, and but I don't know what.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, no, it was a long time ago. And I had a lifestyle changed, and I changed my body, and I'm very proud of what I've done with my life. And, there's just a part of my body that I'm really insecure about, and because of what it is, I'm embarrassed that I concentrate on it and that I would even consider making a change. And as much as I've spoken to other people, I know that every single person has something about their body they're unhappy with.
Yeah.
And everyone in their life thinks that, you know, if I could just do this thing, it would make me feel better about myself or make me more confident. And this thing has made me feel really insecure about my body. And it's been, like with my relationship, my partners, you know, I never let him near this area. And I've spoken to some of my friends, and some women are really, really supportive. And then there's a lot of women that are really not supportive. Which is why I was going to keep this quiet and silent, because I'm really afraid of what you'll say. And I mean you too. And also, I'm really afraid of what you will say at home. Anyway, long and not so short of it, is that on Wednesday, I'm going to St. Augustine's Hospital to Paul McGar for a surgery called a mastopexy, which is basically a breast lift with an augmentation. And I'm crying because I'm nervous. I'm crying because I'm really excited. But I'm crying because, like most women, this is something that's going to make me feel amazing, but I want to hide because I'm really ashamed of what someone else will say or think. And so I am deciding to do it with you. And just know that I'm doing this for me. If I was on an island, I've really thought about this, you know, since I was 30 and I decided I wanted to do this. I'm turning 37 next month, and it's 100%, if I was on an island alone, I would still want to do this. It's just something that, you know, when you're a big girl and then you lose a lot of weight, just like, you don't need to be a scientist to understand where I'm going with this. When I first went to Dr. Paul McGar, he asked me how many kids I'd had. And I have breastfed no one, so if that gives you any idea. And it's obviously embarrassing, but at the same time, maybe you right now are listening and there's something in your life that you would want to change, or I'm not saying physically, but even just in your life anyway. I wanted to let you guys know that. And that'll be happening on Wednesday after the show.
Sure. Wednesday.
Sure.
This Wednesday, yeah, day after tomorrow. So, and like I said, I was going to just keep it and say I was going on a yoga retreat or something. But I thought I share everything with you boys, so. And with you.
Well, I don't know. I'm sure I speak for Sky, but Kerry, we back you 100% on this.
100%, Kerry.
Yeah, I don't know why you didn't come and tell
and
us.
And we are super proud of you. Look at you.
You go for it.
Because, like, you
know, don't go on these cruises where you disappear for 2 weeks or whatever.
Yeah. I thought about it.
Yeah, do what you need to do.
The other thing is, Darren Moore, I've spoken to Kerry, and it's something she's always brought up in the conversation, which, you know, but subtly. And for you to come out and tell everyone.
Yeah, thanks, my guy.
That's
a thing.
I'm proud.
Thank you, boys.
And we are 100% behind you, my darling.
Is there anything we can do to make this easier.
I'll take a hug.
Okay, done. Sorted. And Kerry, take a listen to this voice note.
Kerry Miller.
Yes.
You have officially got most women in tears on their way to work this morning. I champion you, my girl. This is not an easy road, but it is one that is individual and unique to everyone. And it is one that I personally took years ago, and one that I've never looked back on. Never, ever, ever, ever allow the opinions of others to halt you from making yourself better as a woman in any way. You go, girl, we're thinking of you. You stay strong. And I promise you, the morning after your surgery, you're going to look down your gown and go, yeah, girl, I did it.
This is quite a thing that you've done here. I mean, it's a big thing for a woman to make this decision, but you to share this with all of us, to take us along on your journey, that's quite a thing, eh?
So, Darren, honestly, I would rather have kind of, closed the proverbial curtain around it and pretended like nothing was happening. And there's a couple of messages coming through. This from Anonymous. Hey, Kerry, why would you want to share this so openly? And the reason I'm doing this is because when I went to Dr. Paul McGar as well, he said to me, just about 80% of the women and some men and all the men who come in want to be anonymous. Not because they don't want to do what they're doing, but because they're really afraid of what other people will say and think. And whether I like it or not, we're in the public eye, guys. We talk about our lives on air. And even though there's a sense of nerves and I wish there was a better word than ashamed, I realized that I wasn't going to be helping any of us progress if I also just hid behind this decision as if I was doing something wrong. You know, and talking to the people in my circles, there's still a lot of people who do think what I'm doing is wrong and unnecessary, et cetera, et cetera. And I really had to sit down and decide who I was doing this for. Am I doing it for me? Because if I am, well, then it kind of doesn't matter what anyone else thinks. You know, my parents, my mom, my dad, my sister, my brother, very, very supportive. And the close friends that I have told about this, also incredibly supportive. So I thought, maybe there's someone sitting right now who, and again, I'm not saying you must go and have some sort of plastic surgery. Maybe there's just something in your life that you are desperate to do or try or start, but you're scared of what someone might think. You might think you're too old to start this thing. And at the end of the day, we have to realize that this is our life. This is our body. You know, we are really free to make our own decisions. Yes, you are not free of the responsibility or the what happens when you take those actions, the consequences. You know, nothing without consequences. But this is your decision. And I think there's so many women listening out there and they're thinking that maybe they would like. And let me tell you something firstly. Whenever I saw a woman who had a perfect chest, I used to feel like I hated her. I thought, oh, these women that do this, how disgusting. And I realized that it was pure jealousy because that's what I wanted. And that's what I was saving for. And that's what I wanted to be like them. So I thought maybe this is a sign for just one other person to do that thing that makes them feel confident about themselves and happy. But I also know that I'm not going to be making everyone feel happy. And you know what? I'm opening myself up to comments. So if you feel like whether you want to praise or lambaste me, you may email me directly. I think I'm kind of prepared for the worst because I know that I'm doing this for me. And as much as I'd like your support, I don't need it. So you may email me directly, kerrymiller@ecr.co.za, if you genuinely have any and everything to say. And I'm also not going to make a big deal of this from now on. I'm not going to every 5 minutes be talking about it. I'm letting you know what I'm doing. If you have any questions, you're welcome to talk. But I just wanted to let you know what was happening.
And good luck for your surgery on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. And I just wanted to say to both of you, thank you so much because you boys really have made this easier. I love you both a lot.
No, we love you. We support you 100%.
And I do expect gifts.
Darren Moore, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.